Arts Whistler and the Lilwat Nation's TSSL Learning Center are kicking off September with a new series focused on Indigenous art and knowledge. Running every Thursday through the month, MM begins with award-winning reggae rockers The Spiritual Warriors playing a free show on September 1st at Lakeside Park at 6 p.m. For us, it's really exciting when we can do something new and step outside of what we do year over year, says Imogen Osborne, programming director with Arts Whistler. The series came together quickly after Arts Whistler secured a BC Arts Council grant. We partnered with TSSL Learning Center in Mount Currie and we've written this grant to present a series that celebrates Indigenous art, knowledge, knowledge sharing, and storytelling in the community, Osborne says. Events and performances include the Entakman calendar with Holly Bikati, Gathering Medicine and Walking with Plants with Lee Joseph on September 8. It will be based on Mount Currie resident Holly Bikati's book, The Entakman Calendar, which explores harvesting food and medicine plants. That will be followed by a film called Walking with Plants, co-directed by Squamish Nation ethnobotanist, researcher, and entrepreneur, Lee Joseph, whose ancestral name is Stewat. A better understanding of the seven sacred teachings on September 15. James Darren Corbière, an Anishinaabe retired teacher and former police officer, explores the teachings of love, honesty, courage, truth, humility, respect and wisdom from their language of origin, Anishinaabemowin. Ex Ada, Haida, and Squixwu Sevenmesh, Squamish, stories and songs with Kung Jadi on September 22. Jadi, a professional storyteller, author and educator, shares stories of famous Haida and Squamish legends. She will also bring her drum, sing Haida songs and teach a few basic words in Exod Kil, the Haida language. An evening with Russell Wallace and Tillicum Shanti on September 29. Lilwat Nation composer, producer, and traditional singer, Russell Wallace, will perform jazz arrangements of both original and Stata songs with guitarist Tony Wilson. TSSL, meanwhile, contributed ideas for the series in conversations with Arts Whistler before they created the lineup, says Helena Edmonds, whose traditional name is Kik Seven Ak. I'm looking forward to all of it, she says with a laugh. We have our nations there, in the lineup, and to go see other nations and have a connection with our culture, it gives it a little bit more meaning. But, in particular, a better understanding of the seven sacred teachings has already inspired her. With seven sacred teachings we said, we should get this transcribed in our language, and we're getting that done with the Lilwat Language Authority, she adds. The series comes on the heels of other shows that focused on local Indigenous artists, including Yvonne Wallace's one-woman show, Uzan, which was partly in the Lilwat language, Usiwamik Wutes, and Lilwat visual artist Levi Nelson's solo exhibit, After the Blast, both in 2019. Showcasing Indigenous talent is an important part of Arts Whistler's programming, Osborne says. We love to work with Lilwat Nation and Squamish Nation and the Cultural Center here in Whistler, she says. It's always going to be part of our planning going forward to have Indigenous programming throughout the year. For more information on each of the shows, and tickets, visit artswhistler.com/mm. Teeny Tiny returns, in-person Whistler's smallest art show returns on September 1. The Teeny Tiny show size does matter, is back in the gallery at the Maury Young Arts Center with more than 200 small canvases from ADC to Sky Artists. While the show itself is always a draw, Osborne says Arts Whistler is particularly excited to be able to gather in person again for the art party on September 16. It just makes you happy, she says of the 3-inch by 3-inch canvases. It's really nice to see everyone back in the building, having fun, bringing their friends to see the artwork on the walls. Submissions ranged from 3D to mixed media and more traditional paintings, along with established artists and a healthy dose of newbies. I think the small format is really accessible, Osborne says. We get a lot of people trying out submitting to an exhibit for the first time. Then we have really known artists who come back year after year. The show runs until October 29. For more, visit artswhistler.com/teenytiny.